Backyard farmers looking to literally scoop up some seeds have a place to go this weekend. The Great American Seed Up is tomorrow and Saturday in Phoenix, and my next guest says there are more than 80 different varieties of bulk seed you can pick up there, including fruits, veggies, and flowers. Belle Starr is co-founder of the Great American Seed Up, and she joins me. And Belle, what was the impetus for starting this event?
The genesis of this idea, Mark, was actually happened at the beach in Rocky Point. And we were with our very dear friend, Greg Peterson, who we work with extensively, who's also co-founder of the Great American Seed Up, Greg Peterson from the Urban Farm. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting around totally inspired by where we were and what we were doing. And it's like, and we always talk about, you know, what are we doing next out there in the world to try to make things better? And so Greg said, you know, I think we need to do like 10,000 urban seed banks. And it's like, well, what would that look like, Greg? He said, well, we'd get freezers and we'd stock them full of seeds, and then we'd teach people how to save them so they weren't reliant on seed companies any longer, and they could save their seeds, and the seeds would work well where they are because they would adapt. And so we started talking about what that would look like, and it seemed like a very onerous task, a little too much for us. And then I don't know how we hatched. I think I hatched the name Great American Seed Up. And we said, let's do a big Costco type event in Phoenix at a big conference hall, put seeds in popcorn buckets and have people scoop out their own seeds. And then we teach you how to save seeds. That's what we're all about, Mark, is like we want people to be more sustainable and more conscious of the benefits of what it means to seed save.
Well, so yeah, how much of this is about trying to increase the amount of urban farming, sustainable farming in Metro Phoenix?
Well, interestingly, people come from all over to attend the Seed Up, but Greg Peterson, our partner, has been absolutely instrumental in creating all kinds of educational programs and opportunities at his permaculture urban farm in Phoenix. And over the years, you know, I don't know how many thousands and thousands of people have learned about seed saving and growing in desert conditions. So it's about increasing that seed diversity, increasing seed knowledge in gardening, wherever you are. We happen to do this in Phoenix.
It seems as though, at least early on during the pandemic, and maybe this continued on, that people got more interested maybe in having a backyard garden, you know, growing some of their food at their house. Have you seen that continue? Like, are people still as enthusiastic about growing their own fruits and vegetables at home?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's sort of, that's kind of a historical, it's something that happens often during times of stress, during wartime, if you will remember Victory Gardens.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, and people appreciate having fresh grown food. I mean, there's nothing better than a homegrown tomato. So yeah, there's so much benefit to growing your own food and having that relationship with the land, the soil, the plant, and then Mark, saving the seeds from the things that work.
Right. So where do you get enough seeds to fill up a Costco-style hotel ballroom?
So our co-founder and my husband, Bill McDorman, has been in the seed business since the early 80s. And he has been sourcing great seeds, great quality seeds, since that time for a number of different things that we've been involved in, including the work we did in Tucson with the Seed Conservation Organization. So he's got these fabulous connections in the seed world, and oftentimes they're the same seeds that other seed companies will sell. And so these are what they call landrace seeds. These have widespread use. You know, they're really great in different situations. They're hardy, they're resilient, they're open pollinated. There's a reason that they show up in so many of the catalogs out there.
Hmm. What tend to be the most popular seeds for people to want to pick up when they come?
Well, you know, tomatoes.
Okay.
Tomatoes are, you know, they call them the gateway drug to gardening. So, yeah, no, seriously. And I borrowed that line from a garden host in Philadelphia, Mike McGrath. You bet your garden. He's been on for years and years. Yeah, that's definitely the gateway drug. But, you know, tomatoes, I'll tell you what it is. if it grows well in your backyard or your market farm, then that's the seed and the crop that you want. Up here in the Verde Valley, where we're high desert, you know, we have some challenges with root crops. So we don't grow a lot of root crops. Bill grows corn and he grows ancient grains. So it depends on, you know, where you are and what you want to grow and what makes you happy. Yeah. What sings to you? What we want to do is put ourselves out of business. Seriously. We want people to save seeds and be more sustainable and regenerative. It's almost antithetical. And I don't mean to diss any farmers out there or farmer market people. I know how hard it is to grow, believe me. But if you ask them where they're getting their seeds, they're going to tell you someplace very far away. What does that have to do with Arizona? How is that sustainable? What about supply chains? And in fact, if you go to your favorite seed company and look online, especially during COVID, a lot of the seeds were sold out. So we understand the challenges with market farms because they want their stuff to be uniform and they want it to you know, it's got to be consistent so they know what they're selling. And there's some myths connected to the whole idea of seed saving, that you're not going to get things that are, quote, true to form, and, you know, it's not going to taste as good and all that kind of stuff, which are myths. So that's part of what the work we do is to try to help people understand the magic and the potential of seed saving. And you should see what happens to people when they touch the seeds. There's some, like, it's like a, there's some sort of interesting switch that gets turned on. I'm like, wow, huh. These are live breathing embryos. And people really get jazzed up being in the seed room. It's just very exciting.
All right. That is Belle Starr, co-founder of the Great American Seed Up. Belle, nice to talk to you. Good luck with the event.
Thank you.